Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. We thank you for trusting us and joining us for a weekly update, just a quick overview. Today's subject is going to be good versus evil. Stay tuned. Well, welcome back, and thank you for being a part of our Riding the Storm Out broadcast here. Again, we all are so busy, and there's so much going on out there. You know, there's information, and there's a lot of misinformation. But Dave and I are together again this week with you, hoping to shed some light on some of the major issues. And, you know, in the intro, Dave, I talked about good versus evil. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, you know, in past years, we've always talked about Republican versus Democrat, and we've made it very political.
Yes.
But quite frankly, the other side has revealed their hand, and we're going to see a lot of that in today's show. And it's not simply political party versus political party. This
That's right.
is truly satanic.
Yes, it is.
Versus that which is God-honoring.
Mm-hmm.
Not
That's
saying
right.
that everything the Republicans do is God-honoring. We all know better than that. However, this is more than just Democratic Party. This is satanic, what they're
yes,
pushing
is.
On us. So how do you want to start today? You want to start with the video?
I'm going to start with the video. Let's watch the video real quick.
Okay.
Joe Biden himself retained possession of classified documents that have not been prosecuted. And none of them came into possession of those documents while they were president. None of them were president who, as the head and sole member of the executive branch, has the power to summarily declassify documents. The decision to pursue charges against President Trump while turning a blind eye to others is emblematic of the corruption that we have here. We are at a turning point in our nation's history. The targeting prosecution of a leading political opponent is the type of thing you see in dictatorships like Cuba and Venezuela. It is commonplace there for rival candidates to be prosecuted, persecuted, and put into jail. What is being done to the President Trump should terrify all citizens of this country. These are not the ideals that our democracy is founded upon. This is not our America.
You know, Dave, one thing I want our viewers to remember is focus on what is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
you're going to have the secular leftist media out always trying to provide a smokescreen
sure.
and cause
sure.
confusion.
That's
but
right.
just look at the facts. Look at what is happening. So what are some of the facts of what we're seeing out there right now with the prosecution against President Trump? Who, again, was a president and, as has been reported to us by reported legal experts on mm-hmm. various news stations, the president himself can declare whether something is classified or not classified.
Yep.
Now, it's one thing – in fact, let me start here. You know, biblically, and where we have enjoyed – one of the liberties that we've enjoyed in America mm-hmm. is that – In the Bible, when Israel was freed from bondage in Egypt, and of course God gave them the law at Sinai, one of the things that was paramount was that there was to be no favoritism. In fact, the law said very specifically, don't show favoritism either to the rich or to the poor, but judge with righteous judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, Lady Justice, even in statues here in the United States of America, she's blindfolded because justice is supposed to be blind. Now, I can think back in the last 10 years and think of a recording of former President Barack Obama on stage with a Russian ambassador leaning forward, not recognizing that he had a hot mic.
My last election, please.
Yeah.
After my election, I have more flexibility.
I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Zelensky.
And then you spend the next 4 years with all this so-called Russia collusion
uh-huh.
hoax with President
yep.
Trump.
Yep.
And, of course, that was all disproven.
Mm-hmm.
However, why was it wrong for Trump but not wrong for Obama? Then with this particular subject, we've got Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
That was not president, although, boy, did she want to be.
Mm-hmm.
She was a former Secretary of State. She was caught with classified information on her personal server, a server that she had in the basement of her house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was obviously a violation. We have Mike Pence that had classified documents.
Well,
that
how about Joe Biden when he was his senator?
Joe Biden.
That's right.
Exactly. Had all this classified information. Yet the media says there's nothing to see here, but Trump is a villain. We must prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. So what would you call that? Maybe a double standard? I would call it a double standard. I wouldn't call it righteousness.
Speaking of a double standard here, I'm going to show you a couple of pictures. I want you to guess the season. Tell us when you think this picture was taken of the White House.
Okay. What season? This was daytime. Oh, day is not – I'm sorry.
It's a very special holiday that we as Christians enjoy every spring, and we celebrate – Jesus Christ.
I would say that this is would correlate with right around the time of Easter, based upon what you're just telling me.
Yeah, this is the White House at Easter.
But there's no recognition at the White House, even though Easter is an official federal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that So let's see how consistent they are. Okay. Wow, that's a close up. The White House is. I'm guessing this is not the same day. Is this another time?
No. Okay. This is later on.
Okay,
this is still kind of green, but
still spring. You got workers out in the yard.
It's in the fall, actually.
Oh, it's in the fall.
Yeah, but everything's still kind of greenish.
Okay. Well, it's green. I see workers out there. I have no idea what holiday is.
Okay, so still in November, there would still be some green.
Okay.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. I wouldn't have guessed. By looking at that, I wouldn't have guessed.
This one's gonna be really.
But wait a second. So Veterans Day is kind of a special holiday in the United States of America.
Yes, yes.
Memorial Day, obviously a special holiday.
Yep.
Yet you have no recognition at the White House about this holiday. Okay, so Easter went without saying, and Veterans Day went without any recognition. Okay, now what do we got? Okay, I'm going to guess this is either Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's because it's snowing. Generally, it only snows during the winter. So it's either an early snow in Thanksgiving or probably Christmas or New Year. So what is it?
This is Christmas.
Christmas. And again, another nationally recognized a federal holiday.
Yep.
And we see zero recognition at the White House. Okay, so we've been consistent so far.
Yes, we have.
There's no official recognition for the Easter holiday or for Veterans Day weekend or for a Christmas holiday. So no recognition at all.
This is going to be really I'm scared easy to death. For you.
I'm
Are
scared
you ready?
To see what you're going to see. Well, first of all, well, there's so many places you can go from here. One is to the restroom to throw up. But being from, from my Cub Scout days, and by the way, I never went to Boy Scouts. I made it as far as Weebelows. Then at the age of 11, kind of went on to different things. But even with proper respect for the American flag, the American flag should always be central and highest when you are displaying several different flags.
Exactly.
So in this case, this is not only a breach of conduct on how we're to handle the banner that represents the United States of America, but is that – now, what is that the gay flag or is that the trans flag? I guess that's a trans flag.
You know
flag.
What? It could be anything you want it to be.
I think it's the trans flag because the gay flag used to just be the rainbow colors.
Yeah.
So – now, when was this? Was this just recently? What was this for?
This is very recently because...
Oh, it's LGBT month.
Right.
Oh, see, and I'd even forgotten about that. I was married in June.
The very month of June.
June used to be the month known for weddings.
Yeah.
Now it's the month known for homosexual sodomy and sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting. According to the Bible, God created us as sexual beings.
Mm-hmm.
God gave us the gift of sexual intimacy to be enjoyed only between a husband and wife. Anything outside of that is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's two men or two women, it's specifically called an abomination. And you've got the White House that chose to ignore Easter holiday, chose to ignore Veterans Day, chose to ignore Christmas, which are kind of big holidays in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they are using improper flag protocol and celebrating trans, which, by the way, I don't even know what a trans is. And if we're going to talk about facts, let's talk about facts. You're either XX or you're XY. And however you're born, that's how you die. Doesn't matter whether you mutilate yourself and have every body part cut off. Yeah. When they do a DNA test, you're either XX or XY. There's no such thing as trans. And what they're doing now with children, in fact, they're proposing a law in California that a parent can be arrested if they don't affirm their child transitioning. That is satanic.
It is satanic.
And it is satanic. They've exposed themselves, which we'll talk about here in just a minute.
Yep.
But you're pointing out the absolute evident double standard.
That's right.
We see it in the prosecution. We see it in how federal law is being implemented or enforced.
Yep.
We see it even beginning at the White House with what they're choosing to celebrate. And by the way, forgive me for being a little bit raw on this deal, but I just can't help myself. This has crossed my mind before, and I just go, you know, if my when my son won moot court competitions in law school, that was something I was proud of.
Sure.
When my other son made high grades in his medical studies, that was something I was proud of. You know, when I was named all-conference or some football honor, that was a nice recognition. That was something to be proud of.
Sure.
That's an accomplishment. Hey, you're a PhD. You know what? That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
You put forth the work, you sacrificed, and you earned something.
That's right.
Of which most people don't attain.
1% of the country.
So that's something that your parents could be proud of. You can
sure,
be proud of whatever.
Sure.
But let me ask you, what is there about lesbianism, homosexuality, or any of this stuff in which you take pride? I mean, what is the accomplishment? The fact that you can bend over when the soap is dropped? The fact that you can get on your knees in a form of humiliation before another man and have a charms blow pop? I mean, really, what is there to be proud about this? I mean, if this is where you are, okay, well, that's between you and the Lord. But what on earth are you taking pride over? I mean, what accomplishment have you done? Hey, I can drop the soap. Woo-hoo! Well, aren't you impressive? I mean, there's nothing. This is pure evil.
It is pure evil.
Biblically, it's sin.
Yeah.
We know that from the...
Well, you better be careful saying that because you might be going to jail pretty
soon. Oh, well, come get me. Physiologically, we know that that behavior
you
is
can go
harmful.
To jail and I'll take
it's
over.
It's dangerous.
Rose and unicorn.
It's dangerous. It causes illness and disease.
Yes, it does.
And it destroys certain parts of your body because, like it or not, some parts of your body are recreation zones and some are waste distribution facilities.
That's right.
Some are marked exit only. And some are marked either way. This is clearly an exit only. I just find this baffling to me.
I know.
That you actually have people defending
hey,
this
I
whole
find
lifestyle.
This baffling. Let's get back to Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, come on. This is Trump. Told the audience today, Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent, just like they do in Stalinist Russia or Communist China. I didn't mean to spin the conversation.
Go ahead.
It is evil in the works right in front of us, not only with the LGBTQ plus, and trans and all that kind of stuff. We are in a total state of chaos is what we are.
America,
it is on my purpose.
America has been exceptional. We are the only entity, the only government that was a bottom-up control. It's supposed to be public servants rather than lords lording over their subjects. It's public servants serving the public.
How's this go? A government.
Yep. Of, by, and for the people.
That's right.
Now think about this. You go all the way back to when George Washington completed his time in office. After two terms, and he could have probably run and elected, been reelected as long as he lived.
Yep.
But after two terms, he finally said, enough. Leave me alone. I just want to go back to Martha and Mount Vernon. I just want to live enjoy my life for a while. And King George III made the statement, if he steps down as president and hands over power, that he will be the most incredible man I've ever met because no one ever relinquishes power once
that's
they
right.
have it.
That's right.
But George Washington did so. And it has been the custom of our country to, after each presidential election, hand over the reins of authority for the next duly elected president. Now, in Communist Marxist countries, they always, 100% of the time, They must control education because, you know, Mr. Hannon, we may not be able to evince you. Oh, we may threaten you. We may jail you. We may never be able to change your mind, but we know that you're going to die off one of these days. But we'll take your children and we'll train your children.
Yep.
And beginning in about 10 years, we'll have 100% of the populace. You don't have to look far in history. That's exactly what Hitler did with Hitler Youth. Next thing, they want to control the media. Because everybody's going to make decisions or come to conclusions based upon the information that they receive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we certainly have a state-run media now. All social media.
That's right.
Every one of them have admitted that during the last 6 or 8 years especially, they have absolutely silenced some, the voice of some, and they have promoted and emphasized the voice of others. So check both of those boxes in America.
Yep.
We've lost control of public education. We've lost the media. And what's one of the other things that you see? Well, the other is going to be the attack on your freedom of conscience. You can't have the freedom. So religious liberty goes. We're going to look about that in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But then arresting political opponents.
Yep.
Now, as I said earlier, Listen to the smoke or pay attention to the smoke. Look at the facts. What are we seeing? In Latin American countries, we have Marxists that arrest their political opposition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, don't listen to all the excuses that are being thrown out there. What is going on? We have the ruler in power arresting his primary opponent. This is nothing more than the actions of a third world country.
That's right.
And a banana republic.
That's right. And this is all done by purpose.
Absolutely.
And it's not Joe Biden.
No, it's actually, I'd say it's Lucifer. It's Satan.
That's right.
This is good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got just a couple minutes here and we need to wrap up. By the way, we've covered a lot today.
And hopefully
we've given you lots of things to think about from which you can research and pastors develop your messages and always speak truth without fear, without apology. But here in Edmond, we have opposition from the homosexual community primarily.
Yep.
And there is a social media site out there. They call themselves Edmondites or Edmond Against Fascism, something along those lines.
Okay, yeah.
I guarantee it, none of them even know what fascism is. These are clueless morons.
Mm-hmm.
But they recently shared a share on Facebook, and it exposed what their real goal is.
Kind of like our government.
Kind of like our government has exposed what their real goal
is. That's
right. So let's look at this. Okay. Look at this slide if we can. Now look at this. This is not us. This was by Edmond Fascists Against Tyranny. Well, I don't know what they call themselves. But they take shots at our church all the time, and they take shots against usually political candidates that we support.
So let's reverse this. Yep. Let's say that was like
let's say that was a Bible.
Okay, so a Bible steamrolling lesbian, gay, transgender people with a bunch of farmers with their hats on,
rednecks up there with their sleeves cut off, and
they would be arrested.
This would be a hate crime.
It would be a hate crime.
This would be intimidation, threatening to kill.
But it's okay for a rainbow steamroller.
I thought the whole goal of the radio, we just want to be able to visit each other in the hospital and be married so we can pass on our inheritance and don't have to worry about inheritance. We just want to be accepted. We don't want to be persecuted. Well, you Christians are always trying to stone us homosexuals. Well, none of that is true. This is what the goal of the homosexual movement is. Notice the steamroller with the colors of the rainbow, which has been stolen from how God intended it, and what's being crushed? The traditional family. Now, folks, if you're watching this, think about this. How many of you thought the traditional family was in the crosshairs? Well, it is. It's not about me being a right-wing Republican.
Traditional.
It's about
husband,
biblical,
wife,
children. And a husband and wife raising their exactly.
Right.
That's it. Christian values are being steamrolled. Sanctity of marriage is being steamrolled. And et cetera. Things along those lines. So is this Republican versus Democrat? No, I would say this is Satan versus God.
That's right.
This is evil versus good.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, although there are many disappointing Republicans, the Republican platform is consistent with a Christian biblical worldview.
There's a poll that came out just today, and you can skew the data wherever you want to, but it was a poll asking American people, do you care if people are gay? 78% of the American people in this poll stated they don't care. Just stop forcing it down our throats.
And David, let me say this, because you are spot on. You're spot on. But years ago, when we first got involved in this activism work, about 20 years ago, I had a friend or friends that came out of the homosexual lifestyle. They used to be when they were kids. They got saved. They came out of it, mm-hmm. had children and families now. And they said then, this is back in 2008, 2005, they're coming for our children.
That's right.
And at the time, I thought, oh, come on. I really thought that that was going a little bit too far. But what have we seen? They're coming. Homosexuals can't reproduce.
That's right. They the men's chorus out of California.
San Francisco.
Hey, we're coming for your children.
As we celebrate Pride on the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
Think about historically, too. Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, pedastry, pedophilia. It was always man, boy. Mm-hmm. It was adult versus child. And that's what they're going for now. They are coming after our children. And they're even passing laws in states like California where they can arrest parents if you don't celebrate
and appointing confirm. Judges who believe yep. it's okay for a pedophile, a yep. child molester, to live right next door to an elementary school.
Yep.
What person in their right mind would want that to happen?
Well,
really?
We just bring them in and let them dance and read library books now. It's more than they don't even have to go outside.
Okay.
They're inviting them in. So pastors and believers, do not compromise the truth. Thus saith the Lord. What does the Bible say about these things? Stand on the word of God. Do not back up. Do not compromise. As you can see, they're not looking for a compromise. They are looking to steamroll mm-hmm. traditional family yep. and biblical values. There is a war on God and a war on followers mm-hmm. of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've got news for you. We win. We win in the end. I've read the back of the book. We win. However, between now and then, it can get dicey. So make sure that you as pastors, you as parents especially, you know, guard your children. Make sure you're shepherding the flock that God has entrusted to you and never compromise on what is absolute truth. Mm-hmm. Well, I really didn't. Been involved in this since really early 2000s. I never thought that we'd be having some of the discussions that we're having, but here we are.
Yep.
And as Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot,
yep.
so shall it be the coming of the Lord.
Yep.
We've got to be getting close because I can't imagine the days of Noah before the flood or the days of Sodom just before God rained down.
It's 2023.
Being much worse.
Agenda 2030 is right around 7 years.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Hey, maybe, you know, I've said, think the rapture is going to be on Rosh Hashanah. That's coming up September, October 2023.
Perhaps this year.
You know what? I hope so. I'm going to grab some popcorn and a big old soft drink and watch from the balcony.
Oh, I can do that on Sunday? I can do that? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Sunday. Okay. I'm going to go.
Donuts and coffee is the Baptist way we do it.
That's right.
Anything else? Or we?
Boy, I just say hold the line.
Hold the line.
That's exactly right.
Never give up. Never, ever, ever, ever give up. Well, thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out, and we look forward to being with you next time. Until then, may God bless you.
Amen.